From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has set a vote Monday on a draft resolution affirming that any change to the status quo of Jerusalem has no legal effect. It does not mention President Donald Trump's December 6th decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. In the Arab and Muslim world, protests erupted over the U.S. decision, including two Turkish cities, Ankara and Diyarbakir. There were also protests in Karachi and Lahore in Pakistan. The leader of Jamaat Islami, Siraj al-Haq, called for a cut in diplomatic and economic ties with the U.S. until the decision is reversed. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback said the U.S. decision reversed decades of international understanding.
There's been a consensus that until the Arab-Israeli conflict is resolved finally and peacefully, that no country wants to prejudice the outcome of what's going to happen to Jerusalem, because the original UN decision was that it would be held in an international zone. And President Trump's decision really overturned decades of not only U.S., but global consensus. And there's been a fairly unanimous global consensus against it, and that's what's being reflected in the Security Council vote.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed his government will open an embassy in East Jerusalem to recognize it as the capital of Palestine. Delegates of South Africa's ANC party are voting to elect a new leader to succeed President Jacob Zuma, whose administration has been plagued by allegations of corruption and mismanagement. The ANC, which has ruled since the end of apartheid in 1994, could choose between Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa and former Cabinet Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, a result expected on Monday. This is VOA News.